Hey, and welcome to episode 3 of the Viewfinder Vikings podcast. My name is Sven, I'm from Norway, I'm 36. I have a 2-year-old child, I have one on the way. We have a due date October 13th, so not that very far in the distant future. I just thought I would do another episode, another solo podcast, because I have noticed that nobody has written to me on my email, viewfindervikingspodcast@gmail.com, and that got me thinking, you need a reason to write. So I wanted to ask you all a few questions. I normally would have posted this in the Negative Positives Film Photography Facebook group, but this time I'm doing it for myself, so I can create some traffic. I'm just kidding. I have a project coming up where a friend of mine is doing this. They have renovated this pathway along a local river, and they've built a few new bridges over that river. It's not very wide, it's just like maybe a 3 or 4 or 5 meters long or wide, but they've done a significant job where they have new lighting, and they have rails, they have wooden rails and wooden bridges and wooden walkways with light strips that are several meters long on the railing. So it looks pretty cool, especially at night, and I've wanted to photograph that since that opened a few months ago, and that got me thinking, what kind of film do I shoot this on? And my first thought was the the Kodak Vision 3 250D film, or something like that, or the 500T, because I wanted the cinematic look, because I'm thinking of photographing without any people. It's just going to be nature, so I think it would be cool if there is sort of a cinematic feel to the coloring of the images. So that's one option, that's a C41 option. The other option is that I have I'm doing this medium format, by the way, so I think I have two rolls of Provia 100F. So I'm definitely going to try that, but the problem is that I have only a total of 3 rolls, and I don't have any more chemicals left, so I don't want to buy chemicals, which is over $100 for me, for a kit, just for 3 rolls. I have a kit for C41, and I also have a lot of C41 film. I have Portra 400, 160, I have Kodak Ektar, and I can also buy new stuff. So I was just thinking, if you kind of know the sense of where I'm going, this cinematic, it's all going online, so don't think about aspect ratio or printing or anything. It's cinematic, it's a sort of a forest with a walkway, a gravel walkway. There's maybe a bridge with a LED strip on both sides of the railing, so the entire bridge is illuminated from both sides, if you know what I mean. And yeah, you know what I mean. It's like a walkway. I don't have a lot of time to do multiple. I can probably squeeze in one night or two, and I can bring multiple films. But I don't have multiple backs or multiple cameras, so I don't think I'll shoot 10 images. It's about a 30-minute walk, so I imagine I would maybe bring 2 cameras. I have I have a Yashica 124G, and I have a Bronica 6x6 SQ. So in theory, I can load the Yashica with 1 film, and I can load the Bronica with 2 films, because I have a 6x4x5 back too on that camera too. So 3 film stocks is sort of my limit. So I'm thinking I should definitely bring the Kodak Vision 250D, which Matt Jones from, who I also met on the Negative Positives podcast film photography Facebook group, he gifted that to me very generously. And that was actually for a different project where I was going to do night photography in the city where I live, but I really struggled with that, and I didn't get great results with Portra or Ektar, and then I didn't want to waste the 250D on that. But now I have the perfect project for the 250D, and so I have Ektar, I also have some Lomography 400 film, and I think I have a few rolls of Lomography 800, but I'll be on a tripod, so that doesn't matter. So I'm thinking colors, and I'm thinking 3D pop, I'm thinking, you know what I mean. So if you have any other suggestions of what I can buy in the next few weeks, please let me know. And I don't think I can wait for the Ektachrome, and I'm not sure that I'm going to bring a 35, but if I do, it will probably be with Ektachrome. On to the next talking point, and this is a different type of question. I've done a few darkroom prints in my time. I had a project just a few months ago where I printed 50 sheets of 20 by 24, is that correct? Images. And in that process, I did a lot of mistakes, but I used RC paper at that time, because I didn't have the equipment to wash 20 by 24 prints other than a few minutes in a wash. So I want to change that. I want to experience the fiber-based paper. And I was looking a bit on online store. We have two major online stores in Norway that sells darkroom print paper. The one is the store for Fumapan, and the other is has Ilford products. And I was looking at that Ilford, and it doesn't say it. Of course, they say the differences between, or it says the differences between the paper, but they use terms like glossy and matte and semi-matte. And to me, that I don't think that can be directly related to inkjet papers, where I'm more used to knowing what it means. I know what a semi-matte inkjet print looks like, but the darkroom print is a totally different thing. And if I'm going from RC to fiber, I want the fiber look. There were especially two papers that from Ilford that sort of were in my price range and also in stock at the store. One of them was the warm tone semi-matte paper, and the other one was the classic glossy fiber-based paper. And I really don't know the difference between those two. If I go for the glossy classic fiber base, am I going to get sort of something close to an RC? I really don't know. So if you know about those two papers and you know what I'm looking for, if I tell you I'm looking for the classic darkroom fiber base, the paper look, there's no doubt it's a darkroom print. So if you know which one of those two I probably should go for first, please write an email to viewfindervikingspodcast@gmail.com. And since this is the third episode and no one has written to my email address as of this point, I thought I'll do sort of like a contest. I'll just post this episode up, and the first person to write me an email on viewfindervikingspodcast@gmail.com will win a darkroom print or an inkjet print if I don't buy an art darkroom papers. I'll probably do that. If I do the darkroom print, it will be along the lines of late November. I can ship it out, but if I do inkjet, I can do it next week. So please, if you think you're the first one, you can also state what kind of print you want, if you want the darkroom or the inkjet. And if I write back to you with you are the lucky winner, you can reply with your address and I'll send you a print. So if that's not incentive enough, I don't know what is. So just kidding. But anyway, the email address is viewfindervikingspodcast@gmail.com, and please write me an email so I have something to talk about on the next podcast. Until then, take care.